USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite months of negotiations, there is still no agreement between President Trump's legal team and special counsel Robert Mueller's team for a sit-down interview by the president.
Why do you want to get him under oath? You think we're fools? You want to get him under oath because you want to trap him into perjury. But we're not going to let you do that.
And the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the president should only answer questions concerning the presidential campaign and not supposed obstruction of justice.
He doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction. He has all the answers. They're not going to change. You are trying to trap him into perjury because you don't have a case.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The Trump administration slapping more sanctions on Russia, this time over the poisoning in Britain of a former Russian spy and his daughter with a nerve agent. The sanctions will target millions of dollars in exports to Russia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of Western New York charged with securities fraud for alleged insider trading involving an Australian biotech company for which he serves as a board member. Collins says he'll mount a vigorous defense.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman denies the indictment and its timing are in any way politically motivated.
We bring a case when the case is ready to be brought. That being said, we are cognizant of the prudential concerns surrounding an election. But, here we are months away from the election, and those concerns do not apply.
The Trump administration's plans for a space force still moving forward. Vice President Pence scheduled to give a speech about it at the Pentagon today. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The nation's top law enforcement official gives a speech at a summit on religious liberty yesterday and speaks about changes to America's judiciary. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke about the Trump administration's influence over religious freedoms for all Americans and to make sure what we believe is protected if ever legally challenged.
President Trump has appointed 24 circuit judges, more than any other president at this point in history, and we've got some more to go. One out of every seven circuit judges is now Trump judge.
Sessions concluded his remarks with a promise to uphold the founders' protection of religious liberty. I'm John Clemens.
Prosecutors say the leader of a New Mexico compound was trying to teach the children there to become school shooters. The compound where 11 kids were rescued on Friday had a shooting range. One of the foster parents of the children claims that the father of at least one of them was training them to use assault rifles for future school shootings. And grocery store chain Albertsons and drugstore Rite Aid are canceling their planned merger. The two companies saying late yesterday that the deal is off because of a pushback from shareholders who felt Rite Aid was being undervalued. The merger would have formed a company with about $83 billion in annual sales. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.